Hey, it's Monday. So happy Monday. What a fucking weekend. I'm just really bummed out about the country right now as I awake to a new week. Between the bomber and then the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, I'm just fucking bummed, man. And I don't know what else to say about it other than vote. Please fucking vote. Everybody that listens to this fucking podcast, vote, you motherfuckers. No bullshit. If you're not registered, then it's probably too late. But for Christ's sake, man, why aren't you registered to vote? I don't know. I always vote. Always have. Love voting. When I was a kid, my mom would take me with her to go vote, and I was, oh, man, I want to go in there and pull the lever. I want to do that. And she would never let me come in because she was very strict about the voter rules. You could bring your child in. It's okay, but my mom was like, no, you're not allowed in there. Only one person. She didn't want me to see her vote. But I knew who she voted for. She voted for the Democrat because she's a decent human being. Not that the Republicans are bad people. Let's not get into the rhetoric. But my mom is pretty hardcore. Dem. Not that she's not even like extreme left or anything. She's just like a regular person. A regular person, my mother. It's hard to think of your mother as a regular person. Right? Or am I wrong there? Do most people think it? Why am I making my personal experience universal? It should be why it's hard for me to think of my mother as a regular person. No, I should make, because I feel that, I'm saying you and your, that meaning everybody feels the same way as me because I felt it. I think that's an issue for me personally. So, but yeah, vote please. And, It's fucking terrible, this shooting and anti-Semitism. My Jacqueline's Jewish, so I don't like anti-Semitism. I wouldn't like it even if she was Episcopalian. Her Jewishness doesn't make me hate anti-Semitism more. But it makes me say, listen, I have a personal... Oh, no, no, listen to me. I have a personal connection. No, 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 no. You? Are you Jewish? Okay, me neither. Do you have a significant other who's Jewish? Oh, no? Well, I do. So let me be the authority. But, yeah, anti-Semitism is wrong, no matter who you are or who you're... significant other might be. I don't like that term, significant other. It's too long, I think. It's appropriate. Like, it may... Okay, that's about right. Significant other. But it's a great Limp Bizkit album. Ooh, that might be a tweet later. Look out for that tweet. I don't like the term significant other, but it's a great Limp Bizkit album. That's fun. I haven't tweeted since this shooting because I feel like I'm just going to tweet a bunch of angry shit. And that doesn't help after a shooting. That's not healing. I tell you who hasn't learned that. The president. Because he just goes and is angry. And then his people are angry. And I don't understand why his people are angry. If you're a Trump person, I don't think you're listening to this show. But why are you angry if you're a Trump person and Trump is the president? You should be happy. But you're not. So maybe you have to look inward. Like, I liked Obama fine. Not always. But when he was president, I was a little bit more at peace. Like, than when George W. Bush was president. And, I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm not going to keep pursuing that. I think I've already talked about that. Let's look at the news. And I'm going to try to look for stuff that is not about that. Anti-vaccine billboards appear in several states. These anti-vaxxers, they're like a dog with a bone. They won't let it go. They're like, all the things in the world, they think the vaccine, because there's no reason to think that about the vaccines. What they, on the other hand, I don't have kids. So vaccinate your kids, don't vaccinate your kids. Maybe polio's going to come back. I don't fucking know. But I feel like if I stay away from children, I should be okay, which is hard in my neighborhood. There's a lot of kids. I was just at the Starbucks the other day, and it's like filled with children. And I'm like, why are you all drinking coffee? Get out of here. It's supposed to be a grown-up place. But they like to go there and get cake pops or whatever the fuck. And I think they're drinking Frappuccinos and shit. But if I try to kick the kids out of Starbucks, I'm the crazy person. Okay. Alabama McDonald's gunman killed by armed dad who is injured in shootout. A lot of guns. Imagine if neither one of them had a gun. Wouldn't that be nice? Man tries to hold up McDonald's for being mean. Dad steps in and stops it by being meaner. See, another suspicious package intercepted. This one headed for CNN headquarters in Atlanta. So they caught the bomber, still bombs going out. Maybe this is an old one that got lost in the mail. At least those guys' bombs don't go off. That's a relief. FBI Tucson Border Patrol agent paid smugglers $650,000 for cocaine while on duty. You gotta do it while you're on duty, FBI. Oh no, Border Patrol agent. Do it off duty. $650,000. Where do you get that kind of dough? I would just keep the money. Why? I know you can make more money if you. Hey, let me take the $650,000. Okay, I got all this money. So rich. Well, I'm not rich enough. What do I invest it in? I know. Cocaine. Put it in the market, man. I mean, that's a little. Granted, cocaine market is way more stable than the stock market. I mean, he's smart in that regard. That you put your money into cocaine and you don't get caught by the police, you will turn a profit. Yeah, no doubt. There's never like, oh, the price of cocaine just went down. That's an interesting thing. That you could flood the market with it. You could do whatever. The price of cocaine will only, I think it's only, I guess maybe it has gone down. I don't know. I actually am speaking out of turn. But I do think drug dealers, they get taken out by the police. But they're never like, business is tough. I can't sell any of these drugs. And they think they're always doing a pretty good business. So, well, that guy got caught. So, crime doesn't pay, kids. Don't invest your money in cocaine. Dad says he didn't expect backlash over father-son Nazi costumes. All right, you got me to tap through on Nazi. You're fucking clickbait. But where, I have to know where the fuck this was. Owensboro, Kentucky. And let's see here. A Kentucky man says he now regrets dressing his son and himself in Nazi costumes during Thursday evening's trick-or-treat event. Yeah. I think that that's probably a bad idea. And then it goes on. This guy's dumb. That's all I got. You got to be an idiot. He's probably also a bad person, but I don't know him personally. Muslims crowdfund for victims of Pittsburgh synagogue attacks. Muslims Craft. Okay, yeah. So they're raising. There's a Muslims, I think, in Pittsburgh are raising money for the victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue attack, which is very nice. And seeing if there's a link in here somewhere. I'm sure if you tweet, I mean, if you Google or search on Twitter, it's a GoFundMe campaign, and it's raised over $247,000, well over its original goal of $100,000, and it's been extended to goal of $1 million. So I think if we get that up to $650,000, then they can put that into some great cocaine and turn that into enough money to really help everybody. I'm joking. I shouldn't joke about this, but that's great. So I think I'm gonna find this GoFundMe, and I'm gonna give a couple bucks. Why not? You know, help out. And all right, so do that if you want, but definitely vote. For the love of Jesus Christ, or whoever you worship, or if you don't worship anyone, for the love of Christ still that works. Because I'm an atheist, and I say for the love of Christ. So I feel like any atheist can do it, but maybe I'm wrong. If I am, tell me. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com, about anything you want in the world. And I can read it on the show. I cannot read it on the show if you don't want. You can just say hi. But or you could tweet at me at Chris Laker, all that bullshit. But I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.